All right, next this morning, we will talk with Kathy Evans, who is here to do her annual pitch for Art in the Park, the 21st year of Art in the Park, the fine art and contemporary craft show and sale that is sponsored by Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild, and it is this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday.
Yes, I've already had a call this morning saying, is it canceled because of rain? No, that's tomorrow, and it's supposed to be clear,
right.
Perfect for Art in the Park.
So. Tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 4:30 both days, and that's in Sequoyota Park at 3500 South Lone Pine, about a mile south of the intersection of Battlefield and Lone Pine. 21st year, the main what would you say is the main point that people need to know about Art in the Park?
It's a free cultural event. It's free to come. And I like to say that art and culture is the lifeblood of a community. Whenever we promote the city of Springfield and what a wonderful place it is to live, we talk about raising families, but we also talk about art and culture. And Art in the Park strives to be a high-quality art fair that is free to the community, that everybody can enjoy and participate and meet the artists and buy art for Christmas. And it's just fun.
And really the whole point of the Art and Craft Guild is to support working artists in the area.
That's right. That's our mission. The mission of Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild, when it began 21 years ago, was to provide a community for artists and a venue for them to show and sell their work. So guild meetings, artists talk about problems that they have. We talk about shows, how to do displays, jury images, because that's the way we get into art fairs. So I like to promote the guild while I'm promoting the show, because if you're a beginning artist, this is a good place to get educated about the business of art and craft.
Well, interestingly, probably half the artists who display at Art in the Park are not guild members.
That's right. They're coming from all over this year, even Gulf Shores, Alabama.
I noticed that you had at least one person coming in from Alabama. Otherwise, it's Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas who are represented, and what probably the majority are from Southwest Missouri.
Oh, yeah. There are. Many of us live, like I'm outside of Marshfield, actually.
Right.
So many of us are actually Southwest Missouri and Northwest Arkansas.
This, as you say, is a great liaison between working artists and the public. Now, why do artists create, and why is it necessary for them to propagate their creations to people in the general public? What can the people in the general public derive from that? What can they get out of that?
Well, this is my latest, you know, how you get on these things that you think about a lot. This is my latest one because of conversations I've had with art patrons. People say to me all the time, I'm not creative. And I think, how do you get dressed in the morning without being creative?
That's true.
You know?
Some people are very creative when they do that, actually.
Right. But making art is something that an artist is, or anyone who wants to create, is driven to do. We're driven to interact with materials and say things that we mean to say visually, or just bring together attractive shapes, objects, and colors. It's something innate that's within all of us. And
even if you can't do it, you still, most right. people appreciate the objects and the artwork that they see.
And that's the other side of it. People say, I'm not creative, but in appreciating the art and seeing something pleasing, something they think is beautiful, something that makes them smile, or maybe even something that makes them sad, they are participating in the creation and the longevity of art. So whenever they collect something, they're being just as creative because they're bringing a piece of themselves to that work of art whenever it becomes theirs.
Now, the show will focus on two-dimensional and three-dimensional visual art. And as you said, you've got artists coming in mostly from Southwest Missouri, but also from Arkansas, Kansas, even an artist from Alabama. 30 artists altogether, I guess, are represented this year.
There's always about 30. The space in Sequoyota where we have the show is small. The advantage to that, I always say it's an intimate show, so you get to visit with the artists and find out why they're creating their art. But also, it's great because a lot of people can't walk a long distance anymore, and there's parking right next to where we show. It's level ground. I'm not saying it's easy to push a wheelchair across it.
Not necessarily.
But it is, it's a confined location. So if you want to bring children and dogs and go play for a while and come to the show, you know, it's just kind of the best of both worlds.
So what kind of media can people expect to see?
Well, in two-dimensional, we have some interesting new art. We have printmaking and pastels in addition to watercolor, 2D mixed media.
Oh, ceramics, both functional and decorative, porcelain, and stoneware, raku, all kinds of glass, blown glass, stained glass, fused glass.
And we have two different sculptors this year, one in clay and one in metals.
And wood and fiber, of course.
Right. And fiber also includes basketry. People don't often think of that, but it's anything that's porous. And so there's also clothing and dyed silks and weaving and accessories in some garments.
And the People's Choice Award is returning this year.
Yes. Now, I think that's a great way to educate children about visual arts. When you get to be the judge, you pay more attention to what you're looking at. And they have a lot of fun with this. And the People's Choice winner is the biggest prize we have. They get a free booth for the next year, and they get $200.
And by the way, we mentioned, of course, it's in Sequoia Park, and it's, of course, on the Greenway Trail, so feel free to ride your bike in.
Right.
That provides various alternative routes to get into the show. Let's talk about the awards sponsors and the sponsors overall for Art in the Park this year.
Springfield Green County Park Board has been a sponsor from the beginning and provides the park for us, plus support, maintenance support, which you need with a crowd.
Right.
And we have a food sponsor this year with B2 and Bambino's. The same person owns them, and they will have a food booth this year, so there will be beverages.
Now you have live music, too.
And we have live music throughout both days, most of the days. And Central Bank of the Ozarks provides the Best of Show Award. National Art Shop provides Best of Two-Dimensional. Merry-Go-Round Stained Glass provides the Best of Three-Dimensional Art. And Eleanor Specialties provides Best of Ceramics. And Dr. Tom Prater, loves art, and he provides the People's Choice Award.
Well, if you'd like information about Art in the Park or about membership in the Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild, you can call Kathy at 689-4536.
We want to mention our website.
Yes.
It's www.artcraftguild.org.
Or just look up Art Craft Guild on Facebook.
That's right.
A nice Facebook page, too.
And there's another award. Yeah.
Oh yes, yes.
We're giving gift certificates, $21 for 21 years, and we've given out four, but we're going to give out one more today. So if you will like and share on Facebook, you'll be eligible for that award.
And that is the 21st Art in the Park Fine Art and Contemporary Craft Show and Sale, put on by the Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild, an all volunteer organization that basically provides great opportunities for artists to reach patrons and to support the working artist. It is Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday, from 10 to 4:30 both days at Sequoia Park out on South Lone Pine, and admission is free.
Thank you, Randy.
All right. That again, Kathy's phone number is 689-4536, or visit artcraftguild.org or the organization's Facebook page, which is just at Facebook, and just search for Art Craft Guild. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.